To participate in the program, call anytime at 800-387-8025 or log on to RudyMaxa.com. Once again, you're in Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries.
And this portion of the show is sponsored by Casper.com. The warmer weather is finally here, and with it comes all that spring cleaning. You could spruce things up around the house and yard, but for a really fresh start, get yourself a Casper mattress. It's a perfect mattress that'll help you wake up feeling refreshed and ready to enjoy the beautiful weather. Casper is engineered with two high-tech foams for supportive comfort that guarantees a great night's sleep. In fact, Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. It's one of the most awarded mattresses of the century. How about that? And their new sheets are just as comfortable. They create an environment designed to keep you cool all night. Casper ships its mattresses for free in a surprisingly compact box, B-O-X, box, so it's incredibly easier to get to your bedroom. And you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free, and if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Casper has shared that a number of listeners have been buying Casper mattresses, so drop us an email to rudy@rudymaxa.com and click on Contact Us and let us know you're loving them. For those of you who haven't bought yours, you can try your new Casper mattress for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and no-hassle returns. So go to Casper.com. If you use the promo code Rudy, that's R-U-D-Y, you'll save $50 toward the purchase of that mattress. That's C-A, like Casper the Friendly Ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R.com. Use promo code Rudy to save $50. You can find a link at the all-new RudyMaxa.com under sponsors. Well, I really enjoyed talking to Thomas Swick. It's a good book. Check it out. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I've gotten two emails, at least, from people, travelers during this week saying, you know, if I get stuck in one of those long lines behind an airport security entranceway and I miss my flight and I have travel insurance, will I be covered for, buying another ticket or even canceling my flight? The man who knows the answer to those questions has been a guest on this show before. His name is John Cook. He's the president of Quote Right, that's with a W, Quote, W-R-I-G-H-T, QuoteRight.com. John, what is the answer to that question?
Rudy, it's nice to be with you, by the way.
Thank you.
The answer to the question is, unfortunately, there isn't going to be any coverage.
Okay. That's
kind of right between the eyes. I'm sorry, but
yeah, you couldn't put it more straightforwardly than that.
Unfortunately, travel insurance has many, many good benefits. However, when they design travel insurance, they design it as what we call a named peril policy, meaning that only those specific reasons listed in the policy are reasons why the trip can be either canceled, delayed, or interrupted. And TSA lines are not considered to be a covered peril.
It's not, even though it certainly does interrupt your travel, it's not considered to be a peril. It's, you know, if you'd gotten there earlier, you would have been fine, right?
Right. Well, what they do is they do cover travel delay, but only travel delays resulting from common carrier delays. So if your flight is delayed because of adverse weather, that would be something that would be covered. The additional living expenses or hotel arrangements would be covered under a travel delay benefit for common carrier delays. But this is not a common carrier delay. What you're seeing is people are stuck in the line and the flight is still going.
Right. Okay. Well, that takes care of that for travel insurance. Let me just point out that your website compares and contrasts travel insurance from different companies, don't you?
Yes, that's what we do. We offer travelers the ability to compare travel insurance plans because there's a huge difference between plans that are available in the United States and sometimes can be a difference of over 300% in the cost of the insurance.
I hope our listeners heard what you just said. Not only can there be a difference in the cost, the coverage can vary slightly, and it might not cover what you hope it covers. So, and the nice thing about your website is you do delineate that, and it's a great way to shop for travel insurance. And if you're wondering, what's the name of that site again? it's Quote Right with a W. Quote, W-R-I-G-H-T, all one word, QuoteRight.com. And John Cook is the president of it. So generally, travel insurance covers things like flight delays and just basically bad things happen, but not stuff that you can actually control. For example, if you got to the airport earlier or if you missed your ship or whatever.
That is correct. It's got to be generally speaking, it's got to be a common carrier delay, something outside your control.
Right.
Also, 80% of travel claims are related to an accident, illness, or death of the traveler or the traveler's immediate family.
Perfect, John. That's exact. You just hit it. That is what most people use travel insurance for, and if that applies to you, consider doing a little comparison shopping on QuoteRight.com. We'll be right back here in Rudy Maxa's World after we take a short break. Thanks, John.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show by calling 800-387-8025 or check in anytime at RudyMaxa.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.